Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kartrade Tech Limited Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call hosted by MUFG Intime. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aryan Sumra. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the Q1 and FY 2027 earnings conference call for Kartrade Tech Limited. To discuss the quarter's financial performance, we have from the management, Mr. Vinay Sanghi, Chairman and Managing Director, Ms. Anisha Bhandari, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Varun Sanghi, Chief Strategy Officer. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking and may involve risks and uncertainties. For more details, kindly refer to the investor presentation and other filings that can be found on the company's website and on the stock exchanges. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post then we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and welcome to all of you to the quarterly earnings call of Kartrade Tech, and good afternoon. I'm Vinay Sanghi, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company, and I first want to start by just running you through a presentation, and then we'll be happy to answer all your queries and doubts post that. If you look at the presentation circulated and we jump straight to the slide on the four-year growth story. If you look at the four-year growth story, it is for 16 consecutive quarters now, the company's delivered a 45+ EBITDA growth. It talks about the consistency in performance of the company quarter after quarter. After 16 quarters is four years, and every quarter we deliver 45% EBITDA growth. It shows also partly the quality of execution and unit economic model of the company, that this growth can be delivered over such a long period of time. This growth of 45% on 16 consecutive quarters gives us to a very internal goal, which we have in the company and something we've talked about earlier as well, of being a 40/40 company. A 40/40 company is a company which consistently delivers 40% profit growth and has margins of more than 40%. We've got to get to the 40% margin yet, but that's part of the goal to complete very soon. The 40% growth is consistently now happened for 16 consecutive quarters. Part of this gives us the confidence on the guidance we gave in an earnings call earlier of achieving 1,000 crore profit over the next four to five years. With this growth story, we feel pretty comfortable and confident of that guidance which was given earlier as well. If you look at the rest of the data on the slide, we're compounding at scale, 22% CAGR revenue for the last four years, EBITDA growth of 66%, PAT growth of 54% over the last four years, the CAGR. Margin expansion from 9%-31%, getting to best in class. Capital strength, cash reserves continue to grow. As you know, the company has very little capital expenditure or operating investments we made, or working capital. Most of the monies or most of the profits, or almost all the profits generated go to our cash strength of the company. ROC is healthy still at 10%, as you know. If you look at the shareholder value creation, there's been almost a 7x increase in EPS, earnings per share, for shareholders over the last four years. 7x in the last four years has been the EPS growth. We feel very confident of the growth of the company and the position of the company. If you go to the next slide, as you see here on the top, 80 million users, and they're still growing. Our Q1 users or the users in Q1 2027 are higher than the users in Q4 2026. I think it should give you great confidence on the brand of CarWale, BikeWale, and OLX continue to be 95% organic as well. Traffic continues to grow even at this level and this scale. There are a handful of companies in India which have shopping companies or commerce companies or classified or marketplaces which get more than 150 million users per year, unique users. These are 150 million Indians every year. There are not probably 10, 15, maybe 20 such companies in India. Kartrade Tech owns three of them, CarWale, OLX, and BikeWale. They're 95% organic on top. Out of all the companies in India, three of them is owned by your company, which gets more than 150 million users per year. I think that's another massive landmark as you can see. There are a lot of physical presence, 500+ physical locations with our Absure and SAMIL outlets. 1.5 million vehicle auctions conducted, which shows scale, 230 crores of revenue. This is the highest ever total income in any quarter. I mean, I want to say that as well. We've never achieved a 230 crore total income. So this is the highest ever in any quarter. Adjusted EBITDA is close to 100 crores. Profit after taxes, 57 crores. And a cash balance at 1321 continues to grow. If you look at the consolidated results, like I said, the consolidated income is the highest ever. EBITDA is up 45%. If you look at the revenue from operations, it's almost equal to Q4. I think this is very rare in a company like ours, which has got slightly cyclical in nature. Normally Q1 is more muted than Q4, just the nature of the business. And then of course Q2, Q3, Q4 is dramatically over Q1. In this case, Q1 and Q4 are almost the same, which is a 16% growth in revenue, 45% growth in EBITDA. Margin, the healthy at 31%. It was 25% last year. We've continued to manage our costs well. Total cost escalation is at 7%. If you see the EBITDA at 45% in spite of the increments during the year, as you know that in April every year, increments cycle is in April, and our wages have gone up because of the increment cycle, during the increment cycle. And you also know that once this cost has gone up, in Q2, Q3, Q4, you're unlikely to see any cost escalation. So all the incremental revenue in Q2, Q3, Q4, go straight to EBITDA or profits. I think that's also something you're aware of. I think we've also had in this quarter an exceptional labor code impact cost of 3 crores, which is factored in the results, which is being shown here as well. If you look at the PBT, before exceptional item, is also highest ever PBT at 77.59. And I think that's also something at 36% growth. If you look at PAT's growth, 21%, and that's in spite of higher deferred tax provisions. As you know, we have tax shelters, but due to the standard, obviously there's a higher tax provision. Also, there's a higher tax incurred on OLX, which is now out of the tax free bracket, and we pay taxes as usual in OLX. So I think the biggest difference, if you see in these results, there's almost a 7 to 8 crore tax impact, there's a 3 crore labor code impact, which is almost 11 crores in this quarter itself. But in spite of that, company's going at 45% EBITDA, 16% revenue growth. If you look at the standalone results, the consumer group, Carvalho, Bikevalho continue to grow at 18%. EBITDA is healthy at 33%. All the employee incremental costs are factored here, and margins are healthy at 33%. This is the standalone accounts, and therefore also carry the labor code exceptional item. And the PAT continues to grow at 12% in spite of the labor code item. So this is just the standalone results. As I said once again here, if you look at Q4, revenues are at 79.38, Q1 this year at 78, which almost is the same, which shows the strength in the business that Q4 last year is equal to Q1 this year. And as I told you again, the Q2, Q3, Q4 is likely to be much higher than this. And obviously, we'll surpass a lot of the milestones we achieved in the past in the next few quarters coming. If you look at the remarketing business, the growth is at 13%, profit growth is strong at 38%, margins up at 28%, and profit after tax has grown by 31%. If you look at OLX, it's probably the hero in the pack. I think a lot of you have been looking for this growth, and we're happy to deliver this 29% growth to you. Obviously, the way our businesses are structured, a 29% growth has added a 76% growth in EBITDA, right? The PAT is at 27% because the tax, as I said earlier, OLX is now taxable as an entity. But yeah, 76% growth in EBITDA, 29% growth in revenue. These things is just the beginning. Clearly, all indications are that Q2, Q3, Q4, a lot of these revenue numbers will all be surpassed. So we're very confident of the future of OLX. And I know we've been talking about it for a long time. I'm sure you all will be happy to see that you can finally see all of these numbers play out, right? So it's because you're a hero in the pack. As we mentioned earlier, and you may know, Varun, apart from being CSO, has also earlier this year taken over as chairman of OLX as well. So if we look at the next slide, which is some of the initiatives being taken by the company, I think one of the biggest initiatives in the quarter, which has been done from a product technology and partnership standpoint, and we announced it earlier today, that we've gone to a very strategic partnership with Spinny. And the idea there is transforming the entire buying and selling used car experience in India for all customers are selling or buying used cars. As you know, OLX gets 20 million buyers and 3 million sellers a year on the platform. We are by far the dominant automotive platform in the country. Our intent is here to launch a a retail transaction buying-selling model in partnership to make sure these users get a completely seamless physical and online method to buy and sell a used car. The first such partnership has been announced with Spinny, where consumers will be able to digitally sell the car or buy the car in partnership with all the physical capabilities, operation capabilities of our partners. So like I said, the first partnership has been announced with Spinny. And this partnership over the next 2-4 years will develop into something really powerful. Then a number of other partnerships planned with large dealership groups which are similar. So we are in a conversation and with very, very large dealer groups in India, and we will have some more partnerships as well with them. And we also have 550-odd AppShore signature outlets where these partnerships have become alive. So we feel very confident about this whole used car physical online business with all our digital capabilities and all the physical capabilities of all our partners in hand. As you know, we would this is going to be a never-before-end-to-end journey for all our users. During the quarter, we also announced the launch of AI product, which is adding a lot of value to these users on condition check, pricing check, you know, matchmaking, et cetera. And via AI will also add a tremendous significance to these partnerships and to this physical and digital business. I think the one thing for shareholders here is that obviously the consumer is going to get a fabulous experience, but the thing for shareholders is that we're moving more and more towards a large transaction margin in these businesses, and we think this could be a very, very large business for us in the coming years. So you'll see a lot of this in the next few quarters coming. We are forging these partnerships and relationships with various physical players, partly are our own AppShore and signature stores, partly it's large dealer networks, and partly it's partners like Spinny. So you'll see a lot more of this in the coming few quarters and years. If you look at the next slide, is the Elite Buyer. Elite Buyer is across 100,000 now in a single month and continue to grow rapidly. It's the first phase of Elite Buyer product which has got launched. As you know, we get millions and millions of buyers every month. Buyers in the platform are 7 times the sellers. OLX itself gets 30 million customers a month. So the scale of buyers is extremely high. We believe this will scale tremendously over the next few quarters. It's a significant, opportunity for us. It's a significant opportunity to provide excellent customer service to our buyers as well. The first phase of the product got launched. I think what's going on now is all the AI elements around it, matchmaking, condition, pricing agents, are all partly live and going live in the next few days, and some of them are already live. This is going to be a tremendous monetization lever for us in the future. And you'll start seeing it in Q2, Q3, Q4 in the next years, many, many years for that. We also believe, as we indicated earlier, this could be our largest revenue stream in the company. And we do believe that one of the things we can launch in the next few weeks is that all business buyers on the platform will now have to move from free to paid with this product getting launched. So that's a significant opportunity for us. And a lot of people will see this play out as time goes on. As you see, OLX has got a 29% growth. And therefore, we feel confident of it growing to even higher levels just because of products like Elite Buyer. Elite Buyer is one of the many initiatives. There's an Elite Seller initiative. There's a verification initiative. There are multiple other seller interventions that are taking place, multiple partnership interventions taking place. So this is just one example of a significant thing done and continually being done. If you see the next slide, it talks about how AI has gone into the new car buying experience. I think many of you have been questioning and asking, is how will AI impact your business and how will you help and differentiate yourself? As you can see here, this has already gone live now. AI assisted buying for new cars has already gone live. What you can do on today CarWale, you cannot do on other platforms, including horizontal platforms. The ability to judge price, the ability to have an immersive experience, the ability to have an immersive showroom experience online and at the showroom is a very, very unique value proposition. As I told you, this traffic continues to grow. In spite of all the apprehension which everybody's had on AI, this traffic continues to grow. And I think that's the massive positive thing for us. And for us, it's about continuously investing, in this digital experience. Also, with the amount of data CarWale and BikeWale save with differentiated data, it helps us deliver products like this. As I said, again, very confident about this product. It's gone live as already. We've had great, great reviews around it. And we obviously think this will help new cars buyers and new bike buyers have an experience they've never had before. So this is what I had. I'm happy now to clarify all your doubts and questions around the results or all the strategic initiatives which we are doing. We had also had a meeting, an analyst meeting on about 3-4 weeks ago, where we talked about our future strategy. So any such question, you know, I'm happy to take at this point. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Swapnil from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity.
Hi, Swapnil.
Hi, I have three questions. The first one is on OLX. So your growth, 29% YoY, is good. But I was looking at your last year, 1Q, FY26 growth also. It seems the 29% growth has come on a favorable base. Can you give some color as to, is that the right way to look at it, or like I'm missing something over there? So that's one part of the question. And the other part of the question is like, you mentioned about the buyer monetization that you're able to do on the OLX, and you have 1 lakh people paying you. What was the number in the, you know, in the previous quarter, let's say 4QFY26?
Sure. Thanks, Swapnil. Thanks for the question. I think the first part is that, you know, this growth is, or the growth of 29% has got us to our highest ever revenues. I think it's not about a base, it's just about getting the highest ever numbers. Normally Q1 is the most muted, so you have to compare Q1 to Q1. And I think out here in OLX, these numbers are even much higher than Q4 last year. So I think the way to think about the numbers are that the growth is real. And also the way to think about it, that is, if Q1 is like this, what might be Q2, through Q3, Q4? All these numbers will go on top of this. I think that's the other way to look at it. And therefore, you see this 29% growth and the 76% increase in margins, EBITDA margins, EBITDA numbers, actually. That's the first part. The second part is, you know, Elite Buyers is a new program. These 100,000 numbers are getting passed. You know, every month we do a number and it gets surpassed the next month significantly. There are a number of products. While we don't talk, I don't want to talk about these growth numbers over the last 1, 2, 3 months. I think what's more important is we see dramatic growth in Elite Buyers over the next few months. And I think that's partly about, you know, making it available to all our users, more and more users getting used to it, more and more users buying it. But it's also introducing a lot of new features, which gives us a full developed product, which more and more people want. And as I said, whether it's 100,000 in a month today, I think in a few months' time, we'll all be clear to say, listen, 100,000 is a very small part of where we want to go. I think that's where to think about it.
Got it. The second question is with respect to the partnership that you announced on Spinny. Now, I understand your incentive to get this partnership going and creating this kind of a platform wherein the buyers and sellers can transact directly on your platform. Right? But thinking from your partner's perspective, what are they getting incrementally, right, through this partnership, which they were not getting earlier? Because I believe for someone like a Spinny, they already have a direct channel, right? They have their own setup and consumers coming to their platform,
sure,
and, you know, working with them. And you also mentioned there are some other partners working with you, will be working with you. So just I'm trying to triangulate, what does OLX or working with Cartrade give to these other partners which they were not getting on you?
Sure. I think what we've announced is a complete win-win. Like I said, almost 63% of people selling a car in India come to OLX. Almost everybody buying a used car coming to India come to Carvalho or OLX, right? Whether you, any kind of used car. I think what the strength of Carvalho and OLX are the brand and the consumer, and the consumer, you know, number of consumers we get. I think what Spinny's strength in this partnership is the physical capability and the operational capability, right? They have their own set of users, but really the capability is what we want to leverage, right? What we also have on OLX and Carvalho is tremendous digital technology. This is aimed at giving you as a seller or buyer a very different experience on OLX or Carvalho. So how is the digital journey stitching the physical journey, right? is the intent here. And we think that collectively we can build a product that nobody's ever experienced before, right? When you buy a used car, one of the goals here, and we've talked about this earlier, in our partnerships with all our partners, whether it's a large dealer group, whether it's our own app store stores, is so that someone like you can sit on a desk and order a car which is delivered to you, right? And this is that journey, or that digital journey we talk about, where, you know, we want to partner with physical companies so that this entire enablement or transaction can happen online, number one. And you'll see a lot of this in the next few quarters. We've actually built a foundation of it with our own 550 stores, and also the foundation with partners like Spinny and others which you'll hear about. So I think this is that journey which we talked about, to build a completely one-touch, one-click digital used car buying experience like never done before in India, right? Over the next, you know, few quarters and few years. It's a direction, you know, which is a very strong direction for the company. And you'll see the strength of this. And along that, then comes loans, then comes multiple other things along with that, right? So our intent is, you know, like I said, building a real power, you know, product where consumers can freely buy a large selection of vehicles from different supply sources, including our own, and have this complete digital experience tell a buyer car. The other thing which it does is in these partnerships, it obviously takes us into the transaction completely, because it's entirely digitally done online on our platform, and obviously gets us into the transaction margin cycle of the business, right? From you know, listing fees and digital fees to transaction fees.
Got it. Just the last one on the consumer business. Sure. So you did highlight that the traffic trends in the business have been improving. Any color if you can share with us on the MAUs, on a, you know, what were the numbers on a YY basis or a Q-on-Q basis? I think that breakup is
The YY for the traffic. I think the consumer group is up 7%. Anisha, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? It's up in 7%. Also up consecutively quarter to quarter. Q-on-Q as well. It's not only up your YOY, it's up Q1Q as well. It's up across the board.
Got it. Thanks, Vinay, for the opportunity.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thank you, Satya. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deep Shah from 360 One Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Vinay, so on your previous answer where you said that it gets us into the transaction margin cycle of the business from listing fees to transaction fees. So here the model would be for every car which is actually sold, we receive some commission, or there would be an upfront listing fee that OLS, will pay to OLS. How it would be?
No. I think this, you should not think about one relationship with Spinny. You should not think about this just specific to Spinny. You should think about it specific to, you know, all the partners and dealers which we have and all our access stores. This is not migrating, but most of our monies today are collected from consumers who list or dealers who list. What would happen here is that it would get into transaction fee on margin share with all the partners we have.
Understood. No, this is very clear. Second, this is for Anisha. So this time in other expenses, both in our standalone classified business and overheads, we've seen quite a sharp jump. Is there any one-off, or is this a new run rate? How should we think about it?
Anisha, just quick thing. There's a slight increase. The numbers are very small in relation to our total cost, number one. Number two, some of it is, you know, in at least in Carvalho, it's been a little bit about, in consumer group, it's been a little about, we moved offices. So there's, for a very short period, double rent, so that will go. And some of it is just tech tooling, which we've been obviously working on because of this whole AI work. So across the group, we've been working on a bit of tech tooling. As I said, the costs are very insignificant rupee terms, because it on a very low base it shows an increase, but the actual rupees is very small. Anisha, you want to go ahead and further clarify?
Actually, you already clarified. The total other expense has gone up only by 3%, but like when I clarified, in the consumer group we have moved offices, that is the primary uses, and the second is like tech investments.
I think for a few months we had double office cost. I think that's what's happening, because naturally, take an office, you can't leave the office till you get the other office. I think that's the reason why.
Yeah, absolutely. No, the whole reason, no, this is very clear. Thanks for this. Which is the only reason to ask was in OLX, we live with this, you know, 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%, of course, in this range kind of incremental margins. So there's no change to that idea. That's the only thing I wanted to clarify.
I further clarify that now we think a lot of the increments are also factored in the first quarter. So now almost all increase in revenue, we see no incremental cost really in the next few quarters.
Great. Very clear. Thanks, guys, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your question to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Jyoti Singh from Haitong. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, two, three questions from my side. One, like you mentioned on the elite buyer side, so that program already crossed around 100,000 buyer with state plan to make all business buyer paid. So what is the expected ARPU that we are getting from there and timeline from the shift? And could pricing push buyers to competing platform? And another on the three AI agent that we are working, matchmaking, pricing, condition assessment. So what's the incremental cost of running this at scale, and how success being measured, conversion lift and take rate retention, like you very well mentioned on the cost side. So if you can explain further.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jyoti. Thank you very much. It's a good question. I think two things. One is on the elite buyer front, we actually see ARPUs varying now and maybe even increasing, because as you get business buyers in, you know, that what happened is they're growing on volume. And until now, you know, the big change is that, you know, we would make it mandatory for business buyers who buy a certain number of products on the platform to be paid. And I think that's the big shift to the elite buyer numbers, which will take place. That has not gone live yet. That will go live in a few weeks. So the numbers you see are without that going live, number one. Number two, the agents, matchmaking, pricing, and condition, as you see, are aimed at people, like you and me, who, if you're buying a used product, you want to understand, you know, suppose there's somebody selling it at a particular price, let's say it's, I don't know, 100,000 rupees. You want to understand what price you should pay. And obviously, the amount of data we carry, our agents are able to understand, to guide you on negotiate or help you negotiate, so you can buy the used product of your choice, whether it's a car or another item. I think the condition agent, by just imaging and agentic, you know, reading of images, you're able to tell condition of products like cars, et cetera, before you buy, which is a very big fact when you want to buy something. And matchmaking gives you more customers. So that's how these agents function. I think your question is, when you start using these agents on elite buyer, which partly is being used, will your cost go up? I think there are two things here. One is that all these are paid users, so even if the cost goes up, there'll be incrementally tremendous increase in revenue, number one, first. Number two, you know, when you look at building agents, and this is where the core technology of, you know, AI comes in, is how do you use agent without consuming tokens? I think that's the first question. You have to remember, and we've been talking about this for the last 6 months-9 months, that all the data we have is our own. We're not using third-party data for these products, right? I think, I mean, a lot of people have asked that, "Why will we succeed? How will you work with LLMs in OLX and other places?" And we've been saying again and again, our biggest strength is that all the data of condition or price or matchmaking we use is our own data. So we're not using a third-party LLM data to compute, right? When you use your own data, you can train your agents on your own data. So there is a one-time cost sometimes, which is very insignificant, but when you regenerate, you know, compute every time and you produce results, because you're training the agent on your own data, and you train the agent on your own data, what we move towards an inference phase, where the compute is very, very low. So the incremental cost is almost insignificant after all the training is done. And I think that's something we've been trying to explain for the last few months to the audience here. The big difference between OLX, CarVale, and many other platforms and other is all the data we use to compute and run these agents is our own. We don't use third-party data for this. I think I just wanted to clarify that. So the incremental cost is very, very insignificant.
Okay, thank you, sir. And another question on the AI side, like we are doing via AI, and then another we done the partnership with Spinny, and might be Spinny also doing using some own AI tools. So any synergy we are seeing there?
No, I think via Spinny's role in this partnership is mostly around the operational capabilities and the physical capabilities that they have. A lot of the online AI tools, or matchmaking agents, et cetera, are all via AI, which is our brand, as you know. Via AI has been created across all platforms of ours so that when you as a consumer come to buy a used car, sell a used car, or by the way, not only a car, it could be a bike, it could be any other used product, whether it is pricing, whether it is matchmaking, whether it is condition, whether it is new car detailing, new car pricing, bike pricing, it goes across all our platforms on our own data. So it gives a one-stop shop for you if you're shopping for a car or a bike. It could be new or used. So anything you want to know, whether it's something simple like the legroom in a car, to the price what you should pay on a new car, to, you know, understanding that you want to sell your car and get a customer for it, to pricing a used car, to condition of a car, it or a bike for the matter. It covers every aspect. So VIA is launched as a short language model, as they call, or a small language model, on our own data, which helps you get a complete experience. And therefore, these users on OLX get this experience, and Spinny or the other dealers or all the other AppShore and other outlets we tie up with will provide the physical experience, but the digital experience and interface is ours.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And sir, just one more question. Sorry if I missed it. Like, three segment EBITDA margin has compressed in this quarter. So this is largely we are facing due to the wage hike or any other reason also involved in it?
Actually, margins in every business have gone up over last year, so that's not correct. Consolidated margins gone up 31% from 25% last year. And in every company, our margins have gone up over last year, so that's not correct. I think what you see, the margins are a little lower than the previous quarter. And that's a phenomenon of the first quarter this year where our wage increases have taken place and increments have taken place. The right way to compare the margins of the company, and as you can see in a consolidated basis, 31 is gone from 25% last year. So actually 6 percentage points increase in margin have taken place in this quarter. I think that is the way to look at it. And as you see, because increments are done here, we obviously you will see now in Q2, Q3, Q4, the 31% margin in Q1 will get surpassed, obviously, in the few quarters, coming quarters ahead. The margins normally peak by Q4. Yeah.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Bera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question is on this, sorry to sort of delve a bit more deeper on this partnership. Mm-hmm. If I look at the current app, I mean, I do see already Spinny, Cars24, many of these organized dealers have already sort of cars available on your platform, and most of them I see are like a normal ads, not like the Elite ads or something like that.
Sure.
So how do you sort of make them shift to this model? I mean, what is the benefit they are getting, and what would be the reason for them to shift to a transaction-based partnership is something if you
sure.
can help me understand.
First of all dealers are using OLX. There are like thousands and thousands of dealers, including Spinny and Cars24 and others, using OLX to sell cars, number one. With Spinny specifically, what you announced is that we will get a more integrated partnership. What you're referring to is the earlier partnership or the earlier work we did with Spinny, which was like any other dealer, right? I think at this point, we're integrating. If you're a seller, how do you get an experience when you list your car or you want to sell your car, integrated with the valuation purchase process, which will come live on site, right? Which is the intent of the partnership. The experience itself for you as a seller will be differentiated. Number two, if you're buying a car, which is an OLX plus or OLX plus Carvalho plus Spinny or Car Trade car, your experience of the product will be very different, right? First of all, you'll have an online capability to buy it. We just say buy now and the car will reach you, right? So they're building multiple digital experiences, which is our role. We're building all the customers are coming on our platforms, but we're building the physical capability and operational scale and capability of Spinny with us.
Understood. And generally, if I look at the like.
By the way, I just want to, Siddharth, you want to add here that even because we've announced Spinny today, I agree with that. But this is being extended to large, very, very large dealer groups for all kinds of vehicles. Also, it's being extended to, obviously, eventually to all our AppShore and Signature dealers, which are about over 550 of them.
Okay, got it. And second question is on the Elite programs. I mean, you do have shared about the sign-ups for the buyer program. Some numbers, if you can share for the seller program or the verification program also will be quite helpful, because I understand these are much more in terms of monetization opportunities which are there.
I think each are different. We obviously believe the Elite buyers got the maximum opportunity because the largest base of users are the buyers on the platform. There's a 7:1 or 6:1 seller buyer to seller ratio. Even though we get 30 million people, the buyer and seller ratio, there are obviously more buyers than sellers. So Elite buyer has limitless potential for growth. Also in the past, we've not monetized buyers. So it's a completely virgin territory. And if you were to monetize a large part of our buyer base, which we feel very confident about doing in the coming quarters and years, you'll find that it is, like I said, our largest revenue pool in the group, right? The Elite Buyer Program. The Elite Seller Program has caught on tremendously well. About, I think, 25-30% now of our seller revenue is already on the Elite Seller Program. I think maybe about 25% or so. And we're finding that there's been tremendous traction with the product. The product improvements, you know, are going on every day, where, there are a lot of AI being launched by Elite Sellers too. So if you're selling a vehicle, or you're selling a phone, or you're selling a laptop, or a furniture item, the way you list, the way you price, the kind of tools you get to understand price, list, or condition are all being, you know, adapted to the Elite Seller Program. So a lot of the agents we talked about, matchmaking, condition, and price on the Elite Buyer side, are also going to come on the Elite Seller side. So the two different trajectories, two different products, two different users, because sellers are sellers and buyers are buyers, which are going on parallelly. I think the way we talk about Elite Buyer is because it's a completely, strong long-term opportunity. And then verification is really for us trust and safety in the platform. I think for any platform which has 180 million people a year coming, dealing in used products, you need buying and selling used products. We also, as you know, have India's second largest chat platform, where we get 2.2 billion chats on OLX for transactions. We obviously need to make sure there's high trust and safety. Verification is built to provide that trust and safety more than a monetization tool, so that if you are buying a product from somebody else, you are able to do it in a manner which is, adding to a lot of trust and safety in the process, even more than it has been so far. So there are lots of AI and other tools being built around verification itself and moderation itself. So this experience becomes, as good as it can be, right?
Understood, sir. So last question on the consumer side. So we have seen probably a slight moderation in the growth momentum there compared to the last few quarters. Some sense on where do you see the sort of mix in terms of OE and dealers? How has been the growth?
There's no change. There's absolutely no change. Actually, we actually think it's been a reasonably strong quarter. Q1 is equal to Q4 in the automotive business. Q1 is normally, things from Q1 always get better to Q2, Q3, Q4, right? So I think it's pretty much that's where it is. 18% growth, and obviously we see, this, we talked about it in the past as well. We obviously feel very robust, and we feel the growth is robust, and we feel obviously very optimistic about the new car business, the new bike business. Traffic, as I said, again, continues to grow. And therefore, we obviously find that, very confident over the next few quarters, around the new vehicle business as well. Not much change in the mix of OEM dealer. I think it's pretty much the same. Anisha, am I correct? I think.
Okay.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay, sure. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll come
back.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divij Punjabi from Banyan Tree Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. I had two questions. One was, I'm seeing a sequential drop in the MAU. I think it was 55 million in Q4 versus 47 million now. So is this just seasonal or is there something more that is there here?
I don't think that's correct. Anisha, you want to correct that? I think the sequential is higher. I think the numbers are wrong.
Sequential is higher.
The sequential Q4 and year-on-year both higher. Q4, Q1, yeah, I think we're looking at the wrong number.
Okay, sure. And just an extension on this.
Yeah, just to clarify, Q1 is higher than Q4 last year. Q1 is also higher than Q1 last year, both.
Last year, quarter one, correct.
Yeah. It's Q1 higher in both months. Yeah. So I think you've looked at the wrong number. Yeah.
Okay, I just saw 55 million, but.
No, no, I think you've got the wrong number.
Okay, sure, sure. And just an extension of this, what do you think, like, how do you look at the TAM for the monthly active users internally, like, from a 3-5-year perspective for the consumer growth?
We feel very optimistic. I'll tell you why, because two, three things. One is, if you see the strategic presentation today around the slide we put, and even on our 30th June strategy presentation, we are going, you know, when you look at, you know, a lot of the things we're going in the future to do, like I announced on the used car side, these partnerships are aimed to go to transaction and transaction revenue and give a better digital buying experience for used car customers. I think on the new car side, we're doing exactly the same, right? Think of a product here on Carvalho, where if you are buying a car, you come in Carvalho, you find your dealer, you find your price, you find everything else, and then you're doing a test drive. And Carvalho, through that entire test drive process, handles you through that process. And if you look at the experience, the immersive experience they're providing to you, you'll be shocked at how good that is when you do a test drive. Or just think of the product where you got a price quote for a new car dealer, and you don't know whether that price is right or wrong. And all you need to do today is take a photograph of that price and put it on Carvalho, and we'll tell you whether the price is right or wrong and what you should pay. So, you know, there are multiple other interventions of test drive, financing, et cetera, et cetera. I think what we're really saying is, that the time you look to buy a car, which is finding out which car to buy, et cetera, et cetera, to the time you actually buy the car, that entire experience is what we've launched, right? And piece by piece of it, right? So we obviously feel, you know, not only are we playing in helping you decide many things, but we're also now playing a massive role in helping you complete the journey of buying a car. And obviously, the TAM dramatically goes up over the next 3 to 5 years. And this is with traffic growing too simultaneously. So it's a combination of all of that, but we obviously, with these new products which we're launching, are feeling very optimistic next 3 to 5 years. By the way, there's also a thought in the future, and these are things which we're debating at our Cartrate Labs at this point of time, around, you know, products like membership, car membership to car servicing. Because of the scale of these users and car owners, bike owners, by the way, we can think of products like this. So these are obviously new initiatives at a very early drawing board at this point of time. But that also talks about the TAM going forward. And then there's financing, which is probably something already launched and out there, which also increases the TAM of what we're talking about for these customers. So it is financing, it is servicing tomorrow, it is membership, it is, of course, going closer to the transaction, it is insurance. It is all these things, right, which make it, you know, change the TAM of this business completely.
Sure, thanks. The second question is around the remarketing business. If you can just break down the 13% YoY growth into retail and repo, and if you can also share the outlook on repo for the.
Very, very strong on both. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's 45, 41. 45 is retail, 41 is repo. But both have grown during the quarter, and clearly we feel very optimistic about the next few quarters for retail and repo both, actually. It doesn't seem like any of that is slowing down. I think the good part of that business, again, here, is an incremental. Normally, Q1 is the most, you know, everything in the auction business we've seen in the last few years gets better in Q2, Q3, Q4, right? So Q1 is probably the most muted, and you'll see some of that all happening in the next few quarters coming in.
Sure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Garima Mishra from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi, Garima.
For the opportunity. First, hi, Vinay. First question is on OLX. How many business buyers do you have in OLX? And when you say all business buyers will become paid, how much per buyer do you hope to earn? And do you think this may cause some amount of buyer attrition?
Yeah, it's a very good question. First, you know, we classify business buyers by the amount they buy on the platform, right? So if you buy one, I don't know, phone or one car or one bike, you're a consumer as far as they're concerned. If you buy more than one, or more than two, or more than 10, you know, we know you're a business buyer, right? Or we classify you as a business buyer. So obviously, the first level of intervention now in the next few weeks is really to look at the extreme business buyer, which buy large quantities, and make it paid for them, right, number one. We believe there are, you know, in hundreds of thousands of buyers who put in more than 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 conversations or buy requests with sellers, and they're all business buyers, then hundreds of thousands. They're not in tens or fives or then very, very large quantity. So our first role is to take the most extreme cases, you know, and convert them to say, listen, you're a buyer buying so many products a month, you have to pay, right? And you'll get these features with that. And that's the first attempt. And then go down the funnel to the last one, right? Over the next few months. It's a massive opportunity. I mean, obviously, from a monetization perspective, it's a massive opportunity. The attrition is a very, very good question. And that's where we've been very careful. And that's how I explained to the funnel management, which is take the most extreme cases and then go to the most marginal cases. And the reason is because there is no other way for them to buy. OLX says, you know, as you know, if you want to buy a used product, there is just no other platform in the country. So I think they'll have to take a call whether to pay a very minimal cost and, you know, avail of all these facilities which a lead buyer provides for them or not. We know that the relevance of OLX to their lives, many business buyers or entrepreneurs like this have been created by OLX and over the years. And therefore, we feel very confident that they'll take full value of their lead buyer program and, you know, the business buyers will come and pay. I think that's what we believe. But we think a very large percentage would convert to paid.
Understood. So is it safe to assume that different buyers will have to pay a different fee?
Sorry, just ask the question again. Different buyers will have to pay for different.
Different buyers will have to pay a different fee. And that
No. It'll be standardized fees. It'll be standardized. It will be standardized. The fees are always standardized. You know, like it's an online generation of fees. The fees would depend on your activity on the platform. And it's very much like other platforms, right? Depending how much, you know, how much you want to use the platform, you pay on that basis, right? But the fees are based on usage and not by buyer.
Got it. So it is going to be some per transaction kind of a number. That's how we should understand
it. It may not be transaction, just maybe by usage. OLX has got multiple methods of usage, right? You chat, you browse, you call, you do, yeah. You also buy, you do multiple activities. So all these activities is what we call usage.
Okay. And are there any steps underway to make the platform more transactional? As in, you know, currently your GMV would be more of an estimate, given most of the transactions actually conclude outside the platform.
All investments in tech, the Elite Buyer Program, the Elite Seller Program, all, every single initiative, if you see the Spinny partnership, the dealer partnerships tomorrow, all, whether it's cars, whether it's two-wheelers, whether it's electronics, are going towards transaction. All, every single. The future of Elite Buyer, and we've talked about this in the last call, 6 months from now, 3 months from now, maybe even one quarter from now, will become transactional. Right? You'll have to buy now, sell now, verification. All these products are in the link to escrow, logistics. All these are the future product plan which we've disclosed already. And the intent is, yes, absolutely, like you said, that listen, if you're a lead buyer today buying somebody's phone, how can you press buy now and it come to you? Is there logistics? Is there shipping? Is there payments? You know, all of the things are under creation, under building at this point. If it's a car, how do you online sit and say, I want to buy a car and the car reaches you in 2 hours? Therefore, these partnerships are forged. So everything we're doing in OLX is actually saying this in from discovery and chatting and calling and negotiating and buying. How can agents help you decide first with the pricing and condition and matchmaking? And then how can you actually do it through logistics and escrow and payments and all of those things? So, and partnerships. So that is the OLX ecosystem, which is why we feel so confident and good about the business itself. I think the good part is without even entering the actual buy at this point, the growth levels have started kicking in already in the company. So if you look at the company from 1, 2, 3, 4 years ahead, or even 1 few quarters ahead, you'll see a very different experience for elite buyers and elite sellers than you even see today, which exists.
Okay, got it. Last question is again on this partnership with Spinny.
I just want to add one thing here, Karima. The eventual goal here is that if you're selling a phone, you just list it. And, you know, I'm sure everybody knows your OLX is absolutely hyper-local, which means it is actually displayed in a 5-kilometer radius. The responses on some of these products, an average of 50, 60 responses on a phone, right? It means 50, 60 buyers for every phone. And sometimes our attempt is that, listen, can you sell it in 10 minutes? So you have quick commerce for buying new products can you have quick commerce selling an old product? Or you want to buy a used phone, can you have quick commerce for that? So I think these are the kind of things we talk about at OLX strategically, and these are the kind of things we talked about in our 30th June meeting last month on how and where we want to go with it. Sorry for interrupting. I thought I'll just clarify further, but you can ask your question around. You had something on the spinny thing, sorry.
Yes, no, thanks for that clarification. How many incremental listings do your platforms get access to post this partnership with Spinny? And is it fair to assume that Cartrate will remain asset light post this partnership as well?
The listings, I think a lot of Spinny's cars are listed, but of course the listings would matter increase because they'll be buying a lot more cars from OLX as well. But yeah, what you said is absolutely correct. Cartrate is not in the business of taking positions or owning inventory or owning physical infrastructure. So the reason we are forging a number of these dealer group partnerships and you know partnerships with our own stores is because we are very clear that we are very good at building, you know, we're very good at brand, we're very good at having so many customers, building experience, building digital technologies, building AI tools. But we think that the other companies can do what they can do, the whole operational physical side of it, right? So that's the reason for the partnership. We will say asset light and obviously a physical asset light for sure, and working capital light.
That's it from me. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a request from us. Please limit your question to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Angad Saluja from UBS India. Please go ahead.
Hello. I think maybe
the, you the current participant has been gone disconnected. We'll take the next question. The next question is from the line of Pooja Seth from Yes Security. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. First question is, can you throw more light on our strategic partnership that we are doing with Spinny? How you are seeing this partnership to be evolving in the next 1 to 2 years? And what kind of incremental top line we are seeing from this partnership? And additionally, how we are planning to charge them, like it's via subscription-based model or the transaction-based, commission-based? So how we are charging them?
Sure. Thank you for the question. I think like we've talked about in the presentation, this is the first partnership. We feel for our sellers or buyers of cars, and there are 23 million of them on OLX and Carvalho, we feel that there's a very differentiated way of doing something. You can to sell your car or buy a car which you want. And I think these partnerships with all these players, Spinny specifically, help us get there. We see a massive growth, you know, in obviously volumes in this business and obviously revenue from this business in the coming years, I mean, coming quarters and years. This is just a beginning for us. And of course, now you will see a lot of work around retailing, and you'll see a lot of work around just buying an experience, selling experience for all users, you know, changing or improving or getting enhanced through AI, through all these forged partnerships over the next, you know, few quarters and years. So massive, obviously, upside on, we see on both, you know, obviously revenue and transaction. And I think the one thing is our charges on this would be on margin sharing, you know, or commission basis. And therefore that also helps as far as our overall, you know, margins go.
Okay. So my next question is on the OLX India. I think earlier someone had also asked it. The other expense for OLX India has increased YY. So what are the key headers which led this much increase in the expenses?
The question, Anisha, did you hear the question? I couldn't fully hear the question. I think, was it revenue increase or was it cost increase? Okay.
No, cost.
You want to answer that? Anisha, you want to answer that? Yeah,
I think we answered in the previous question too. This is owing to some amount of tech investments which we have done for a lot of tech initiatives that we have taken. But since it's a tooling cost, it's we don't expect it to go rapidly every quarter. And I think when I clarified this on the overall cost base too, the cost is incurred in quarter one, which becomes a new base, but quarter on quarter, it doesn't really move from here.
Okay. Last question would be around because of this partnership, do you guys have any view or the adverse implications because of this partnership, like concentration risk or dealer network or some margin pressure can be there?
Is the question that because of the partnership, the margin pressure come in? I think the margin only improve, right? Because these partnerships or any kind of relationship like this doesn't increase our cost structure. It actually improves margins only.
Okay. And any kind of dealer network concerns will be there because it's also be coming to the platform and they already holding a huge, already have a good name in the second-hand market. So
I think for them, I think all the partners we have obviously strong names and are strong names. I think the objective here is that to use their strength of their customers, their capability, their operation excellence, and you know, look at how our customers and our digital experience and technology capability marries so that you as a customer get the best experience. So obviously it is tying up with credible and very strong partners so that you can get the best of Carvalho, Olex and them.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keo from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Hello,
hi. Hi, Keo. Yes, we can hear you.
Hi. Yeah, congrats on great set of numbers. Two questions from my end. First is, do we have any timeline on the new OLX products that we've spoken about in the past, escrow, logistics, some of the others, and also on elite sellers, any numbers that you can share in terms of the adoption that you're seeing?
A lot of the products we've talked about in the 30th June presentation, even today, are some of them are already out and launched, and the rest are within this year for sure, right? Maybe next quarter, maybe the quarter after that. But these are not long-term products. These are immediate, right, which we talk. They're under work. So everything we've spoken about is now, right? So you might see something in a few days, you might see something in 1 month, you might see something in 3 months. But everything we speak about is currently we're working on. They're not very futuristic as far as we're concerned. We're not talking about the year, next year, the year after that. Everything we've spoken is now. And like I said, some are launched, some are being launched. That's the first part. On the elite seller we spoke, it's actually had tremendous traction in the last few months. A large percentage of our sellers are now adopting to be elite sellers. I think almost 25%, and if you correct me if I'm wrong, of our seller revenue is maybe a little more than that. It's coming from elite seller. So obviously it's taken off extremely well. The number of tools we're adding to that, like I talked about matchmaking, pricing, condition check, which will improve that number even further. But it's been a massive success to, you know, the seller program, like elite buyer has been to the buyer program. We've actually formed a very strong structure where we are saying number of features which come on buyer side come on elite buyer, number of new features that come on seller come from the elite seller. But in this case, both are highly paid. So you have to, you know, pay to get these features. Or you can continue to be a free user if you want to be, but then you don't get all the features of elite seller and elite buyer.
Got it. And sorry, I didn't quite catch that. So you said 25% of OLX overall revenue would be...
No, 25% of our seller revenue is what I said. I think...
Understood. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
got
approximately.
It. And,
I mean, approximately, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. And the second one was on the used car financing opportunity. We again saw 30th June IDFC
yes.
partnership. Besides that, anything in the offing and also some qualitative guidance on the kind of take rate one can expect here?
Yeah, this is like another very strong initiative for us. It's part of our entire used car program where because there's so many buyers, almost all car buyers, used car buyers come to OLX or Carvalho, and obviously our approach is to integrate finance here. Also, you have to remember, used car financing in India is very underpenetrated. I think some data shows that less than 20-25% of used car buyers get organized loans. So obviously with the used car market at 5-6 million cars growing and likely to be 8-10 million cars in the next 4 to 5 years, used car financing will become a massive business for banks, NBFCs and companies like ours. I think this is our initiative to say, listen, if someone's buying a used car and like I told you, 25 million people, approximately 23 million people a year come for used car buying and selling on OLX or Carvalho, how do you give them loans, right? IDFC was the first such partnership which has gone live. Obviously, we are talking to a couple of other very large banks and NBFCs. Our attempt is that anybody coming on a platform to buy cars should get a very simple, easy, one-click journey to buy a loan for that car, right? We have an advantage in this business, obviously, because all the customers are here. Obviously, we have a distinct advantage here. We are just building digital capability, integrating deeply with these banks to make sure the experience is great. Take rates will come, and take rates are very high in the used car financing business. I mean, they tend to be anything between 2%-3%, depending what you do. Obviously, our attempt is more than the take rate right now, is to really gather a certain market share of loans across these financials, right, and across these consumers. To ourselves, say asset light, we're not going to lend money to people. That's not our nature. In a complete marketplace model, build this business, which has limitless potential in the next 1, 2, 3, 4 years. I must also say that we're doing the same for used products, where we also want, if you're going to buy a used television or a used refrigerator or a phone, we're able to offer a used product loan for that purpose, which is a much smaller loan. That's also underway in various partnerships, which we'll shortly announce, so that if you come here and buy a used phone, you get a loan seamlessly for that, or a used refrigerator or a used television for that matter.
Understood. No, so this would be a kind of a pre-approved or a product which basically
Yes.
online can done entirely. There's nothing offline.
Absolutely. The attempt is to do that. Yes, the attempt is to do that. I think, and obviously it requires work with multiple financials, and integrating in technology and risk capability, and that's underway right now for used products, right? So that it is a very easy process once you identify to get your loan.
Got it. Perfect. That's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Oaklane Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, Jinesh.
Hi, Jinesh.
Yeah, hi. Quickly on the Spin partnership, correct me if I'm wrong with respect to my understanding. So if Spin is today displaying 100 ads on OLX and 20 cars get sold, today we are getting listing fees for the 100 cars. Under the new partnership, we will be getting transaction-based revenues on the 20 cars which get sold. That's the simple way to think about this partnership. Obviously, there are other nuances to that.
The simple way the partnership is that, I think the biggest thing in the partnership is that, if you are a seller or a buyer, how do we integrate the experience so that it's seamless and digital for you with our technology and customers and obviously their physical capability? The monetization part of that is what the question is, of course, if a certain margin per car is earned, what percentage of that margin is shared and how it is shared? I think we obviously feel that's highly advantageous for us when we go into a margin share model.
Right. Effectively, we move from fixed pricing to transaction-based or outcome-based pricing.
It's moving more from a listing-driven model for all our partners, and with multiple dealers and multiple players moving a little bit, not moving, but probably adding on to a listing-driven model, adding a transaction layer on top.
Got it. Got it. In this partnership, then we won't be charging listing fees from Spin. It would be sharing.
I don't want to get into specific. I don't want to get specific discourse about Spin because this whole partnership model is not just about, obviously for us, Spin is a very strong partner and a very strong business.
Right.
It is really about how we take this across multiple, products and multiple partners.
Got it. Got it. One of the challenges which we had on OLX or Carvalho with respect to the GMV was that it was difficult to ascertain whether transaction happened on the platform or not. How does that get solved?
We're not trying to solve that. I don't think we're trying to solve that. That's not the attempt.
No, we are trying to solve that. Just that.
Yeah. I think we have a market sort feature which gives us some indication on how many people mark or sell products. The purpose of this, a lot of this is so that if you're selling a phone or you're buying a car or a bike, we're able to go through all the layers of those frictions for you, right? From identifying a person to judging the condition of the product, to giving you good quality products, to pricing it correctly, to the logistics and delivery of it. Therefore, there is a series of partnerships, and that's the attempt. I think so that right from the time you want to sell or buy something to the time you actually do it,
Whether you do it in 10 minutes, whether you do it in 10 hours, we are there in that entire process helping you. That's the goal of the product team. It's not anything else at this point.
Sure, sure. That is well understood.
Yeah.
Spinny will continue to leverage on their own platform as well, like they do today.
Of course. Spinny is a very strong company and a very strong, and they do one thing. We are partners for them for this product. They continue doing what they're doing. Of course, OLX and Carvalho continue what they're doing. I think today the world has come where you forge partnerships which are win-win, and being the kind of company and excellent company there are, and our strengths are very clear as well, being the digital platform we are. It's a partnership which is ideal for both companies.
Okay. Okay. Any sense on scale of Spinny in terms of the number of used cars they sell in a year?
I don't want to get into Spinny's con. I don't want to. Honestly, this is more an earnings call. This is not about the Spinny partnership. You know, I would just like to refrain from. Maybe some of the things is something they could answer, but, you know, as I said, this is just an earnings call. This is not about the Spinny partnership, this call.
Got it. Got it. Last question on this, on this partnership. You indicated that this is the first partnership in a few more.
Yeah.
In terms of the salience of large dealership groups to OLX and Carvalho, any sense on either in terms of number of listings, large dealerships would have or percentage of listings these large dealerships would have on OLX?
I mean, we're not gonna be able to quantify them down just for you in this conversation, but the idea is the same. The idea is that, listen, suppose you're a large luxury dealership or you're a large, you know, small car dealership, you have a strength in some of these buyers and sellers for used products, right? Or you have a strength in operation capability which we could leverage. That is the attempt here. I think the attempt is that, listen, how do you get your users and your capability and marry the physical side of that business?
No, that's fair. Anisha, lastly on this, on the tax rate. Going forward, obviously OLX will be on normalized tax.
Normalized tax.
Consumer business will continue to be on lower tax for another couple of years or so.
Lower tax structure.
Consol will be around 23%-24%. That's the way to think about it, right? From tax rate.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you, Jinesh.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aryan Sumra for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. I would like to thank the management for taking the time out for the conference today, and also to all the participants. If you have any queries, feel free to contact us. We are MUFG Intime, investor relation advisors to Kartrade Tech Limited. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Kartrade Tech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you so much.